Blog Talk Radio.
McCarthy Show is brought to you by the following sponsors. Thank you to Homebridge Financial Services. Hey, is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, you can call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Yeah, we're all about the free stuff on this show. We like that. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Our mission, their mission, is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give Homebridge Financial Services a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number again to get help on purchasing or refinancing your home. That number is 630-404-4272. Homebridge Financial Services. Hey, Steve. I'm doing a shout out to Steve over there at Homebridge. He's listening, but he was supposed to call into the show today. You're supposed to call in, Steve. Okay, now, thanks to NapervilleAlarm.com for also being a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get 20% off your installation. Hey, not bad. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And I want to do a shout-out to my friends over at Sullivan Steakhouse. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show, guys. I was trying to find our sponsor music there. Scott D. Sherry is in the house from Love and Money. He's here. We don't have him mic'd up yet, but we're going to be talking to him a little later. He's the one who put together all these fun jingles on the show that you've been enjoying the last year and a half. We need some more, Scott. He's on it. He's on it. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and live music enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. All service limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Hey, you know, they've got these limo buses now, and Mario, who's the owner of All Service Limousine, is hooking me up for a really good price. I got a birthday party for my two daughters later in the month, and I'm going to get you guys all details. Of course, I'm going to post pictures online and whatnot, but you would be surprised at how affordable this is. I think it is cheaper than my Chuck E. Cheese parties for the kids when they were 5-4. You know, this is a good ride. Go check out his Facebook page for pictures of this limo bus. It looks so much fun. So I'm doing this for my daughter, who is a senior in high school. Yeah, she's pretty excited about it. You know, senior year, limo, bus, you know, pretty cool. Pretty cool. You got to check it out. Check out 877-GET-LIMO.com for more on that. Hey, the Naperville Trolley and Tours. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Check out NapervilleTrolley.com. Hey, and did you know one of my favorite places to eat in Naperville is Bracconi's Pizza? They have the best pizza there. They've got their signature pizza. You would not normally order something like that. But they forced me to eat it once, and it's my favorite pizza on this earth. It's amazing. Really, it's so good. It's got basil on there, real fresh basil, sausage, and the cheese on a whole wheat crust. It is to die for. It's like candy, like pizza candy. Pizza crack candy. Pizza crack, whatever you want to call it. That stuff is addicting, and you could eat a whole small pizza. Okay, I'm looking at a very beautiful lady in the studio. Sasha Urban is with Tri-City Family Services. She's here today to talk to us about Tri-City. You're the new gal on the block over at Tri-City, huh?
Not anymore. I've been there for over a year.
Over a year?
Yes, ma'am.
How did I miss that? No. I thought you were new. How come I have not met you before?
I'm actually one of the old guard now.
You're part of the – oh, really?
Yep.
Wait, do you have a new position, though?
Somewhat. I'm the manager of community giving. I was development manager. We just hired a new RD director. But anyways.
Yeah. Oh, well, then forgive me. But you're new to me. You know,
yes, that's right.
I've been associated with Tri-City for quite a number of years now. And I've always We've always had Hallie in here, Hallie Hudson.
Yeah, no,
and
she
now
has
she's a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, she has two
I'm so
baby
proud
boy
of her.
Twins. So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she's busy.
Yes,
she's very busy at home. And so they said, "Here, the new chick is Sasha, Sasha Urban." And I said, "Oh my God, is she related to Keith Urban?"
Yeah.
All right, and I had to have you on. So we're going to be talking to Sasha Urban with Tri-City Family Services in just a moment after I get through all of these sponsors here. All right, so Bricconi's.com. And, you know, still taking those dance lessons at Arthur Murray Dance. They have locations in Oak Brook and in Naperville. And I guess the thing is they didn't invent dancing. We know that, but they do have the best way of teaching it. So if you wanted to take dance lessons that's on your bucket list, now is the time to do it. I love it. It's great exercise, and it's so much fun. So I would check it out. Hey, your first dance lesson is free, too, if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Yes, we're all about the free stuff. And Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. We're all done with those Friday night or Naper night parties. They're all done, wrapped up for the year. But guess what? Oktoberfest is coming up over at Naper Settlement. That's a really good time for sure. Okay, so Tim has something to say about Naper Settlement. He's being very kind because we're sharing a mic with Sasha.
Yes, we are.
Okay,
we're
so we got free tickets to give away at Naper Settlement?
We do. We have a History Speaks lecture on September 13th at Naper Settlement. We have tickets to give away.
And what's that one about, that lecture about?
That one is about history.
Wait, it's right there.
The Great
Chicago
the Essential
Fire?
Great Chicago
I
Fire.
That, yes, I wanted to make sure. Yes, the Great Chicago Fire.
That was a test I just
Which
failed.
Everyone in grade school, you learn about in second grade, and you go to the Field Museum, and you take the tour, and you see the – you never did that?
I didn't do that.
What is the world coming to?
They just
to?
Said, here's the book. Let's read about the Chicago Fire.
Okay, you did at least learn about the Great Chicago Fire,
yes,
right?
Just no Field Museum.
You know what's really interesting about the Chicago Fire? When they said the streets were on fire, think about that. How are the streets on fire?
Well, something went boom. That's
well, this
bad.
Is what happens. Back in the day – this I learned this on a garden walk tour this summer, and I went to one of the stops was the Cardinals or the Archbishop's mansion over there in the Gold Coast. And did you know in the alley of the Archbishop mansion in Chicago is all wood?
What?
Yes, dating back to the Chicago Fire. That's the last wooden alley that's in existence, and it's gorgeous for an alley. It's a gorgeous alley.
I'm amazed.
It was amazing, and I didn't know that. I was with a former Chicago cop, and he said, yeah, the alleys were all wooden alleys. They pounded in the, you know, very nicely squared wood pieces, not just throwing a bunch of trees in, you know, the bark or the wood of the tree. What am I trying to say here?
I don't know where
I'm surprised they didn't go, like, lengthwise. You got a pen sticking out of your ear there. But anyway, it was interesting. I never knew that. So maybe that's what they meant when the streets were on fire, because it was all wood.
Well, then I'm assuming you're going to be attending this on the 13th. Right?
I really am going to try to get there. My mom's birthday party is that day. But it's at 4 o'clock, that party. And I think my mom's party is at 4 o'clock. So I might just have to
bring the party over to the neighbor's home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, speaking of party, we're going to have a great time on October 17th. I know it's a ways off. But so after we do Oktoberfest at Naper Settlement, the two weekends later, there'll be October 17th, a fun comedy night brought to you by the Dolly McCarthy Show and Fair Lady Productions, featuring WGN-TV comedians Pat Tomasulo, Anna Balalow, I love saying her name, and the funniest man in Chicago, in my book, Mike Toomey. It'll be Saturday, October 17th at the Center Stage Theater in Naperville. All the proceeds benefit Kids Cabaret, and there'll be an early show and a late show. And don't worry, they're both going to be just as funny and full of energy. So don't freak out if you're stuck at the late show or if you feel like you're with the senior citizen. Not that that's a bad thing. I would recommend wearing Depends, though, to this show, because Mike Toomey cracks me up. And
I've seen Pat. Pat's pretty good.
All right, so get your tickets early because this event will sell out, okay? So, hey, we're going to talk to Sasha here, Sasha Urban with Tri-City Family Services, but we have to make a few more announcements. I think I got through all the sponsors. And I never even introduced myself. Hello. Usually I say, for new listeners, I'm Dolly McCarthy, the host of the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show, which we like to call it, because every week we bring you good news, good things to discuss, good guests, and I've got a room full of good guests here, and at least one good laugh. We are wrapping up our summer roadshow. Tim, my intern, this is his last week here. I'm really sad about that because he's been awesome.
Yep, it is the last week here.
So what has your summer experience been like, Tim?
It's been crazy. It's literally been absolutely a roller coaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm a thrill ride? Is this what this is?
It's been a learning experience. You know, I've said it before, but it really is. You know, with the crazy schedule, the crazy pressure for one show, and then, you know, we go out and do all the festivals like we've been doing this summer, and then that adds more to it. But it's been awesome. I mean, but it's tough work. It's not easy.
Ah! But you've learned a lot.
Yes.
That was my goal. I wanted you to have real hands-on, real world, real life experience, and you got it here. And you did have the time of your life.
Yes.
I'm going to pinch you. As you had the time of your life. I say to my kids sometimes, what's your highs and lows? What is your high for the summer with the internship? Meeting.
Meeting Britney Spears. You know,
Britney
that
Spears
was
sister,
fun. You know, that was really fun
Jamie
with that
Lynn
interview.
Spears.
That was probably one of the fun interviews we've done. Because out of nowhere, it's like, oh, hey, a spider shows up.
Yeah.
Like, huh. Never thought a spider would show up. No flinch. She didn't even flinch.
I was thinking about her yesterday when I was walking home from work. A humongous spider was crawling up my arm, and I had my arms full of bags. And I'm like, and I'm shaking, and I'm trying to blow on it. And, you know, that must have looked really funny downtown Chicago. I'm shaking and blowing and, you know, making all this.
Should have called Jamie Lynn Spears to tell you how to do that.
It was pretty weird. She probably would have said, like she did. She picked it up from her.
I didn't see that until I literally zoomed in and saw the spider. I was like, oh my God, it is a spider. She said it and I didn't believe it. I was like, is she saying there's a spider?
Yeah. So that was a fun interview.
That was, you know, that day, it was very hot, but it was a very fun day to do those interviews.
And you were shooting, you did a great job shooting. And we're also going to be shooting this weekend for Last Fling.
We'll be shooting this weekend.
So we're kind of wrapping up the summer road show with the Naperville Last Fling. And Mark, I want to make sure I get, this is awful. Where am I now? Here we go. Mark Molesong is here. Yes, I said it right. Mark Molesong is here. He's the co-executive director of the Naperville Last Fling, and we're going to get updates from him because that's like the big thing with the Dolly McCarthy Roadshow. Wrapping it up with the Naperville Last Fling. Well, actually, Comedy Night, but that's in October. We kind of just slipped that in there. But that's, we consider part of our roadshow, but really not really. Really, the Last Fling is kind of the last stop for the summer roadshow.
For the summer part of it.
And so we're really excited about that. Of course, we're going to be at the entertainment stage all weekend long. The entertainment stage is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, which is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Boy, they're really invading this area, aren't they? Homebridge, thank you. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsoring the entertainment stage. So look for that and come on out for great entertainment. On Saturday night, my favorite band, Love and Money, is going to be there. And we've got D in the house. And we're going to get you a mic. We're going to get you a mic soon, D. And I just love these guys because they are all about love and money. And that's what makes the world go around. Two things you need in life.
That's true.
Essential. You don't need anything else. You don't need anything else. Those two things. Got it. Summed up right there. I think we need to end the show. That's it. Okay, so anyway, Love and Money are there, and they do some country music. They do rock. They are amazing. You guys are high energy and fun, and they're just rocking. So get to the entertainment stage. A lot of great stuff on the main stage. We're going to get up to all that. Okay, so Tim, really quick, what was the low point of the?
You know, the low point was kind of...
Oh, he does have a low point. I thought he was going to say there wasn't any low point.
There's always a low point.
I'm sweating.
Oh, don't worry. You're fine. But, you know,
I'm trying to get him a job, so he's remembering that.
The low point would probably be, you know, up in, I'd probably say Country Thunder.
Kankakee?
Probably Kankakee, yeah.
Coordinating all those interviews and the mosquitoes all over.
Yeah, coordinating was probably the roughest part of that.
How about when we were waiting for Puddle of Mud, how we got attacked by all the mosquitoes?
Sometimes
the interview, you used to suffer, and we're waiting for these guys.
Oh, yeah, that was
And
rough.
We were just getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Yeah, I know, my legs took the beating of that.
And Tim has got the big camera, the sound, and the mic, and the light, and he's, like, jumping. Like I was yesterday, downtown Chicago, jumping with that spider. He's jumping around. You were just getting attacked.
Oh, no. Yeah,
felt so bad for him.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm fine. Yeah, thanks, I'm getting bitten over here, you know.
Is that really your low?
No, a lot of the coordinating where it's like, oh, hey, we have a time change. What?
Yeah.
It's like, now we gotta go. Why?
A lot of changes.
A lot of
changes. You gotta just roll with it. That's one thing.
Yeah.
I hope. Well, you know what? It's been great to have you, Tim.
Yeah.
You've been phenomenal. Probably one of my best interns I've ever had. Really?
No, it's been a great experience being here. So.
And Tim's looking for a job. So if anybody is listening who works in radio, TV,
hire
media,
me,
you know, I would strongly recommend Tim. He's a real go-getter. He thinks on his feet, and when I tell him the plan, he gets it, and he sticks to the plan and keeps me on schedule, and he's ready to go. The camera's rolling. He's a quick editor. He's really good at booking guests. Let's see, what else could I say about this guy? He's fantastic. I would highly recommend him for hire, but I might figure out a way to keep him so he doesn't get spent. No, I can't. I wish I could pay you a full-time salary and benefits, but, you know, the show has yet to be picked up by, you know,
yeah,
a national syndicated outlet, you know. So anyway, all right. Well, Tim, thank you for a great summer and all your hard work.
Thank you for taking me.
This won't be your last time on the show, I'm sure, because
yep.
I wanted you to call in and tell us how the job search is going. I'm hoping that Tim will get this job in Rockford. I've hooked him up with my former news director. He used to be a news anchor in Rockford in the mornings with Scott Pickin at WTVO and the Fox affiliate out there. That's ABC and Fox. So Tim's going to go meet with the news director next week. So you keep us all posted on that, okay?
I will.
All right. All right. Now, Tim's got any more announcements there, Tim? Are we good? You might have a few, but I'm going to get to this one. Honor the men and women of the U.S. military with Healing Field of Honor in Naperville, November 6th through the 12th. This year's theme is 50 Years of Healing, to thank, honor, and highlight the services of the armed forces during the Vietnam War with a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. All the proceeds will go to the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation. So go to healingfield.org, Naperville/Naperville, for a complete list of events, or to purchase a flag, or to become a sponsor.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
There you go, Scott. All of my music and all this stuff is up here, and I just can't focus today on it. I can't find it. Here we go. We got a fun one here. Robbie Gold.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, veterans have benefits too. Receive free admission on Mondays at the Hollywood Palms, a cinema, bar, and eatery. So on Mondays, all our veterans, we're taking care of you over there. All right, let's get to Tri-City Family Services. Sasha Urban's in the house. She's not related to Keith Urban, which is kind of a bummer.
I know.
Thought Keith was going to be coming with you, Sasha. Really bummed.
I know.
But we have gorgeous Sasha Urban here with Tri-City Family Services.
Thanks for having me.
She's been there over a year.
I know, right?
Wow. That flew by that year.
It did. It totally did.
Okay, so tell us what you do over at I know you're the manager of community giving at Tri-City Family Services. Tell us exactly what you do and why people should get a hold of you, why it's important for people to reach out to Tri-City and call you.
Right, very good question. We are a local mental health provider in Geneva, Batavia, St. Charles, Cameland, reaching out to North Aurora, South Elgin. And we are the only provider, mental health provider, that operates on a sliding scale fee. So even if you are underinsured, uninsured, we will not deny services. So that makes us very unique. On top of it, we have a fantastic therapist staff. They are highly trained, very compassionate, and I cannot say good enough things about them. I've got to know them personally and really wonderful, wonderful people. On top of it, we have now, we also offer Spanish speaking therapists. So we have three Hispanic therapists that have needs that's growing, and we're very proud to offer that now. But we are a nonprofit. We have less and less public funding, and we're very dependent on the support of the community.
Yes, because you're not getting anything from Springfield. That's usually the first thing
enough.
To go.
Yeah, that is.
Mental health funds.
Yes.
And services is usually the first to go. And guess what? Then what happens? We get these crazy shootings, these, like we just saw on the news, the reporter out in, what town was that? I can't think of them, but that shot his colleague. Was it Virginia? Yes. I mean, you know, all this stuff, it's like, guys, you know, We could avoid thousands of dollars in services of police and families being hurt if we could just invest a little bit in keeping our families and our communities healthy.
You bring a very important point, just to throw a little statistics at you. So I looked this up. About 60% of adults in America and 50% of youth ages 8 to 15 receive no mental health services.
60% of adults?
Yep.
And those are the adults that need it, right? Are you saying?
Well,
or do you think everybody needs a little help?
I'm sure.
Maybe.
You can go for a run or pet your cat. But about 20 to 25% of Americans experience a mental health issue per year. So you talk about, about 61 million people, Americans.
Gosh.
And it's not always affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're so important.
People
because we are affordable.
Yeah.
We can never turn anyone away.
Well, this is a great alternative when you're faced with, in the state of Illinois, really, we don't have a budget yet.
Correct.
This is going into the second or third month now?
Almost
the third month with out-of-state budget. And services like mental health are on hold. And
Correct. There
are agencies that rely solely on the state. What makes Tri-City unique is you don't rely solely on the state.
That's right.
You have great fundraisers.
We do.
I love your annual fundraiser. The gala
the
benefit.
Thank you.
It used to be at Lincoln Banquets, but you guys moved it.
Yeah, we moved it to Pheasant Run for the first year.
Last year was at Pheasant Run. It was lovely, lovely, lovely.
Thank you.
And, of course, the Dolly McCarthy Show looks forward to sponsoring this year's event
Wonderful. Thank you.
There's over 500 people that show up to that.
Right.
And they're opening their hearts and wallets, and you're raising
Absolutely.
A lot of money. Thank God you're in an area where people have the money to give,
I have a very supportive community, I have to say. I'm constantly impressed and moved by the generosity of the folks.
No doubt.
Which I see
Yep. No doubt. So tell us about your clients. What are the needs of your clients, people that come to you?
We serve a lot of adolescents and children. We're known for adolescents and children. But what makes us unique is we treat the whole family.
Okay.
Once you start coming in of anxiety, depression, you find out, what else is going on in the family? Maybe mom or dad have issues as well. And
we all have issues. Lord knows we all do, but yeah.
But that's the nice thing. Mm-hmm. We really are unique that we approach the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very unique in, we have one program called the Family-Based Treatment for Eating Disorders, which is an outpatient eating disorder program. Again, it's based with the family. The whole family rallies around the child who needs support.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just if you send them to the clinic and that's it and they come back. It's just you educate the parents or, the support group on how to help this child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, if someone wants to find out more about Tri-City, do you have a website? And
we
got some events coming up, fun events that everybody can participate in to benefit Tri-City.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So we have our website, www.tricityfamilieservices.org.
I love her accent. Even the way she says W is...
It's a German accent. we have a golf outing coming up, which is Monday, September 28th. And it's at Eagle Book Country Club in Geneva. Come join us.
Nice.
It's going to be a fun time.
How much is it for... Do you have to get a foursome together, or
no,
can you just sign up by yourself?
You can sign up. My husband signed up. It's $150 per person. Box lunch, shotgun at 12. We have a dinner. We have a salad.
$150 includes golf,
I know.
Lunch,
and
dinner.
Yes, ma'am. And
that's how much it is for the gala, $150. All you get is dinner. That's a great price.
It is a good price, yeah.
How many people have you got already coming out to that?
We have about half. We have it about 50.
Okay.
So we'd like to see more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Let's get some more golfers out there.
And if you don't golf, come to dinner. Cocktail hour starting
still the
at
same
four.
Price, though.
No.
All that to benefit Tri-City. Oh, it's a great, great, great organization.
Thank you,
I'm
Dolly.
Really proud to be a part of it. Is there anything else coming up that you want to plug here?
We do.
She's such a doll. Look at her. She is so cute. We're on the air. She's like,
great.
Dead air is okay. It's always good. I'm kidding.
We have a race coming up, but that's not till December.
What's the race?
Kind of, it's a 5K.
Oh, that's right.
And the Snowflake Shuffle.
Snowflake Shuffle.
We want to add
that.
A 10K. I'm a runner, so I want to add a 10K. You just run it twice. But that's not till December.
Okay.
And we have the Fox Valley Marathon.
Oh, that's right. The proceeds of that. Go to like 15 different non-for-profits.
You have to call Sasha, and I give you a discount code. So
when is that marathon?
September 20th.
Oh, that's coming up. Mm-hmm. It's probably too late.
No, you can still sign
no?
up.
No, really? But not like the Chicago Marathon where it sells out.
That's, yeah, that's out. That's in October.
Yes. Well, it was so nice to meet you finally.
Thank you,
and
Dolly.
I'm looking
nice
forward
to
work with
well.
You on more events.
Absolutely.
Really proud of our association with you guys because I know firsthand from people that I know that have used Tri-City.
Yeah.
And so I'm a believer in it. And even if you have no need for these services and you have money laying around in the bank,
well,
write a check because it really does make for a better society when people
absolutely.
Around you are happy. You know, when you've got a crabby neighbor or a crabby friend, you know, I try to reach out to them. But sometimes they need, you know, you need the love and understanding and you need the expertise out
right.
there to guide people through the difficult times in life. And organizations like Tri-City are amazing what they do, not just in the community, but in the world overall. You're making a difference in people's lives.
Thank you. Yes.
So
yeah.
yay to Tri-City.
Thank
you so much, Sasha Urban, who is the manager of community giving at Tri-City Family Services. And that website again, www, I don't say it as nice as she does. I love that accent. www.tricityfamilieservices.org, right? There we go.
Hi, I'm Jamie Lynn Spears, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody.
This is Jamie Cherry,
Buzz Dooley,
and Dee. And you know us as Naperville's own
Lovin' Money.
Hey, Labor Day weekend on Saturday, September 5th at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
We'll be rocking the entertainment stage at Naperville JC's Last Fling.
Love it.
Otherwise known as the Homebridge Financial Services and the Dolly McCarthy Show stage.
Woo!
So mark your calendars for Saturday the 5th at 6. And you can find directions and more info at lastfling.org or through our site at lovin'moneyband.com.
Do it.
Hope to see you at the fling.
Woo!
I love that promo. It's so cute. That was produced. And, of course, that is one of my favorite bands, Love and Money,
right there.
Scott D. is in the house. And Mark Molasong is here, who's the co-executive director of The Last Fling. Wow. You look great, Mark.
Thank you.
You don't look tired at all. And you've got this humongous festival.
Well, I had it well.
How's everything going with the – are you guys ready? It's this weekend.
We're ready.
I can't believe it.
Tomorrow. So 24 hours.
Wait, that's right. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting excited. So,
FYI, everybody,
and,
it's tomorrow.
It's all coming together, so we're very excited. So this will be the 50th last fling, and we're hoping to really have a great turnout this year. I mean, weather has been very cooperative, so – very excited.
It looks like it will be. Mm-hmm. You know, how many people come out to the fling? In the past, how many numbers, thousands?
Well, we probably get over 100,000 every year.
It doesn't even feel like that. Like, it doesn't seem crowded. It's very comfortable. You've got everything spread out really nicely.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, Naperville is just such a great city, and we get to use so much of it to where we can really expand to make sure to have a little bit of something for everybody. So people do get to spread out a little bit, and not as congested as some of your bigger festivals, and it's still a great time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's going to be amusement rides. Tell us some of the different areas that people could go to for the last fling.
Okay, yeah. We start tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Then the carnival will open up. The carnival takes all of Jackson Street. That is where the entertainment stage starts. It goes all the way down to the end where carnival kind of finishes up. And the other side of the Aurora Avenue is Naperville Settlement, where we have our Family Fun Land. So that'll be open on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They have all kinds of events for children of all ages and adults, and it's a great time. And then we have the Rotary Hill, and that's where we do the main stage, and we have some national acts coming in, and I think we're very excited about the lineup this year.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about those national acts first. But first, you know, tomorrow night is Friday, the first evening, the first kickoff of the fling, the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any big name tomorrow night?
We do. Well, grounds open at 5 o'clock. We actually are going to start off at 5:30 with a Bad Medicine, and they are a Bon Jovi tribute band, which is really, really great. Followed by 7 o'clock is Jack Russell's Great White. So very excited to have them in town. And then 8:30, Lita Ford is going to finish off the Friday night. So really, really looking forward to it.
Wow, you're starting it out with a bang, that's for sure. Okay, and then I know Saturday night is Daughtry. Okay, we're just jumping. I was going to start with the family stage and the carnival and the kind of food, but I guess we should just get to the entertainment first. But I'm really excited. Daughtry's there Saturday night.
Yes. Yep. Daughtry will take the stage at 8 o'clock, but opening for him at 4 p.m. is Matt Curry. Matt Curry's a blues guitarist. He's just great. He is going to be something big. you know, and I'm really glad he's starting his career off with the Flame. You know, we've had him a couple of years now, and just a great turnout. And
really, how old is Matt Curry?
19, I
wish we would have known about him. Could have got him on the show.
Yeah, he is great. He's going to be something big.
We'll have to make a note of that. Matt Curry, where is he from?
He's Illinois. He's an Illinois guy.
Oh,
I think he's
local
an hour or two. Yeah. So he's not too far away. But
so he's blues, kind of like a Buddy Guy version.
Definitely come check him out. You know, I mean, he's got a style of all of his own, but he's going to be a rising star.
I like how, you know, you do have some big names, big bands, big acts, but there's, I was looking over the program and I know some of these local groups and they're so extremely talented. They might even be more fun to see than some of these big names because you get right up close and personal and it's kind of an intimate, more of an intimate experience.
Yeah, and I completely agree.
Especially at the entertainment. The Dolly McCarthy Show and Homebridge Financial Entertainment stage.
Yeah, they have such a great lineup. You know, Love and Money's there. What else can you ask for?
Oh,
right?
My God. Don't even go there. They're going to bring the house down. They're there Saturday night.
They are.
So before people go to Daughtry, you have to go see Love and Money.
Yep.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Poor Scott. We don't have a mic for him.
It's all right.
We're trying to share.
You're good.
Why are we missing a mic? We're missing a mic.
You're fine.
It's probably in the closet on the floor. Okay, so then, let's talk about the JCs a little bit. So, Mark, you've been involved with the JCs for a number of years.
Actually, I kind of grew up around the environment. I was a J-teen as a child, and my mom was very involved with the
Never
JCs.
Heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Your mom was a JC?
Yeah,
now she's a rooster, right?
Yes, you can say that. She's no longer a part of the organization.
After
you know,
40, you're out, right?
Yeah, well, 41, when you renew, so technically I got to renew pretty soon. So I will end up being a rooster right now. But it's been a great organization, you know, and I'm very, very happy to be involved with it again. And I knew once I kind of got a little more settled down in my life, you know, I wanted to commit to something they were the people to go to. And the JCs, the Naperville chapter, have been around about 60 years now. And the organization itself is about 100 years old. But we have members from 21 to 41, which you consider regular members. And in Naperville alone, we have over 100 of them. So we have
100
a lot of
active members?
Active members, yeah. And then we have about 100 roosters, too.
How do you do these meetings, then, with 100 people?
Well, we meet the second Tuesday of every month at the VFW in downtown Naperville.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah. And all you got to do
is Kendall VFW Hall.
Yeah, it's great. And
you meet in the bar area downstairs?
We actually meet
can't
in
really
the boardroom.
Can't really get anything down there.
Well, most of the business takes place after the meeting in the bar. But, no, we meet in the boardroom upstairs. You know, it's second Tuesday of every month. All you got to do is show up to two meetings, and you can be sworn in as a member. Dues are $60 a year, and we're always looking for a new talented young individuals to help us get back to the community.
Yeah, and a lot of great people. If you're looking for some good friends, people that are like you, give back, and like Mark said, settled. Who's settled? Are you really settled in life?
I don't think we're ever settled. You know?
Well,
yeah.
If you could spare a few hours every week at least to volunteer and do good things, and that's what the JCs are all about. If you're looking for some good friends, that's a great association to be a part of. Give back in the community. Yeah, without a doubt.
And I think a lot of people, the relationships you make through the JCs, you keep throughout the years. If you look at some of the more, I guess, prominent people around Naperville, they've all started off in the JCs. So it's a great organization with just great people. Nobody's there. They're there for service for self, you know, and it's a very rare quality. So
yeah.
It's a good way to meet those
guys. Not so rare, though, in Naperville.
No.
That community is full of a lot of service-minded people that are always, always giving back. I mean, we're always trying to find a way to, you know, turn a party into, okay, now everybody bring a can of soup. We're going to donate to the food shop. I mean, there's always a spin on everything in the service way. It's such a good thing. It's a great example. It's a community with a big heart, and I'm very proud to be a part of that community for over 22 years. So, Mark, did you grow up in Naperville?
I did not. I grew up in South Suburbs, you know. So when I got married and decided to buy a house, you know, I knew I wanted to look for a community to where, you know, I really could put some roots in. Naperville was the ideal community. I mean, I just love living here.
Yeah. Well, any of these suburbs, or at least towns in the southwest suburbs, well, you know, can't go wrong anywhere in Chicagoland, but I'm just speaking for what I know, you know.
Yeah.
This is a great place to be and to be a part of the JCs, which I never got to be a part of because I was never settled. When I found out about the JCs, I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago. We never heard about the JCs. It was all about Knights of Columbus and the Squires. The younger boys were in the Squires. We did Girl Scouts. I never heard about the JCs until I came out to Naperville.
Well,
missed out.
No, you're
And I wanted to join. And here's the reason why I'm bringing this up is, I should have joined, you know, even as a stay-at-home mom, because I could have met so many great people that probably were in the same boat. But I just felt like, okay, I'm going to get the kids settled. That never happened.
Well, you can join now. You got
you think, oh, my God, diapers. We'll just wait till they get in high school. You wish you could go back to diapers. But, you know, I thought, oh, let's get settled, and then I'll join. And then I went to go join, and they're like, you're too old. We can't. We're not going to accept you. You're way too old.
Well, you should have
40,
another
lady.
10 years before you become a rooster, right?
Yeah, I'll be a rooster. I can join now. I'll join early. All right, Mark. I love it. Well, we're talking to Mark Molasong, who's the co-executive director of the Naperville JC's Last Fling Festival. It's taking place this weekend. And there's a great Jack Russell's great with great entertainment. Lita Ford, Daughtry, Chevelle is going to be there. They have a family fun land, which is free, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the Army Fun Zone this year. So the Army's coming in with
oh,
a
yeah,
lot
let's
of
talk
their...
about that. Oh, this yeah. is cool. This is really cool. You're funny, because last week we had Jim Bernicke here. Yeah. And Jim was just rattling off everything. And I thought, oh, my God, how does he keep all this in his brain? How does he remember these times and these people? And I love it, Mark. You're like me. We have to look at our notes to remember.
I
want to
make sure you don't,
Don't forget anything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not to say that Jim is smarter than us.
not at all.
He just had an extra cup of coffee this morning. I've been giving up coffee. I noticed no coffee around me.
Good for you.
Gave it up. Okay, go ahead. So tell us more about the fling.
Well, so the Army Fun Zone itself. So we have a couple different vehicles, like the M113 Armored Personnel Carrier and the Hemet Truck, a troop carrier. So there's going to be a lot of very, very cool Army stuff out there. And then the Army guys are going to be there. They're going to actually have a machine where they can make dog tags for all the kids. So
that is
dog
so
tags.
Cool.
Yeah, there'll be a face painting people out there, you know. So... and some real American soldiers. They'll be all dressed up. So
our heroes. That is fantastic. Cool. I took Jimmy once, my son, to get those dog tags. And when he went off to college, I asked him if I could keep the dog tags, and I keep them on my nightstand.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, he's never served the country, our country, but those dog tags are really cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. All right.
And then on Monday, obviously we have the phenomenal lineup throughout the weekend, you know, which tickets are still available at Oswald's today. And then tomorrow you'd have to buy them online or at the location. So want to get those quick.
Just
for
go to the lastfling.org.
Yep, www.lastfling.org. So that's the live entertainment. And then we also have, like I said, the entertainment stage was just a great lineup all week long. Then we also are finishing off this year with a 5K on Monday morning. So the 5K will actually run the parade route prior to the parade. So it's new for us this year. It's called the Rooster 5K, and there are still openings available for that. So you can run we have the Fling Mile, which we've been doing for about 6 or 7 years now, and then we're doing the 5K. You can actually run both of them, what we're calling the Last Fling Challenge, so it's just pretty cool.
Yeah, you got a lot of people signed up to do both?
You know, it is adding up. It is adding up, so we're getting there. You know, it's the first year for the 5K and the challenge, so, you know, we're trying to get the word out and spread the word. But
yeah, once the word gets out, you're going to have up to 5,000 people.
Yeah,
you know, that thing just, those kind of things explode once the word gets out. People, I always wanted to be part of a runner group, but I'm not a runner.
Well, it's not
look at Sasha. I know, Sasha, you're a runner. I wish I could be. I just can't. My knees are bad. Five kids. Yeah, so I bike. I do. I do the spinning class. Yeah, I do. Sasha's not mic'd up. She's saying, oh, my God, you have five children? Yeah, so the kids keep me busy, run up and down the stairs. Yeah, that's how I stay in shape. Okay, so, and the parade is going to be a blast. Yeah. We're going to be out there, the Dolly McCarthy Show. Tim's going to be with me. We're giving out candy and free stuff. You'll have to see. We're giving out some free stuff.
Yay. Everybody likes free stuff.
Parade's going to be fun. And we're celebrating the JC's 50 years, right?
The 50 years of the Last Fling.
Oh, the Last Fling. My goodness.
Yeah, it'll be the 50th year. So we're going to have a lot of the past executive directors, and there's going to be a great Grand Marshal to be announced.
Who's the Grand Marshal? He's got to look at his notes. That's okay. I'll play a song.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to play a song here. Oh, you know what? Here we go.
I love my aunt Dolly.
I forgot to play that in the beginning. That's my tradition. I play that.
I love you too, Jakey.
That's my Jakey. I love you too, Jakey. Scott, get on there, Scott.
I love you too, Jakey.
I love that Scott listens to my show.
It's a good show.
It's turn the mic a little on you. Mark, take a look at all your notes and make sure we got everything covered. We'll come back to you. Don't worry. We got some time. Okay. My favorite person is in the house. Scott D. Sherry.
Glad to be here.
Who is, don't you play lead guitar? Or bass.
Bass
in the band Love and Money.
Yeah.
If you've never seen Love and Money, you guys are playing this weekend. You're also playing Friday night somewhere too, right?
Yeah, Friday night at Potter's.
Potter's?
Downtown Naperville, about a half block away from there.
That's like your regular. So if you ever want to see Love and Money and you miss them this weekend because you're going up north with your family, you're definitely going to want to check them out at Potter's. They're there like once a month at least.
Yeah, that's kind of our home turf. I think we're there on the 12th as well. So at least once a month, and even through the winter, they put up a tent and stuff for like Halloween.
I wish all the guys could be here with you, but it was kind of last minute.
Yeah.
Scott and I were texting this morning about something, and I said, hey, come in the studio because Mark Molesong is here, and, you know, this kind of ties in. You guys are at the last fling. That's always good idea.
Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff with the JCs too. We Mardi Gras events and through the years. We were at the VFW 1 year, and then
you've made it when you play to the VFW.
Yeah.
That Naperville VFW. It's a great venue.
Didn't we have a Mardi Gras here?
At NIU campus?
Yeah.
NIU? Mm-hmm. So the WCKG studios are now at on the NIU campus, my alma mater, but not in DeKalb, in Naperville. And we used to be in Oak Brook. It's kind of nice. You guys could just roll out of bed and walk down the street, and you're here.
Yeah. And we worked with James and James Bernicke and Jody and Darren Coleman.
Good people with the JCs, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's always fun.
So let's talk about, I wish all the guys were here. There's three of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's,
say something nice about your friend.
Jam and Jerry is kind of the heart and soul of the band. He plays lead guitar and sings a bit and kind of brings a lot of energy to the band. And then there's Buzz Dooley on the drums. And I play bass and sing probably 70% of the songs. But it's the type of band where for a three-piece, you kind of look at us and go, how are they pulling that off with only three guys? And we divide up the vocals quite a bit. So even within one song, Buzz may sing, the verses, and I'll sing the choruses, that type of thing. We do a variety of different genres, from dance stuff to rock stuff to Motown to.
We do weddings too, right?
I'm thinking
like I haven't been to a wedding where I haven't seen you guys at a wedding, but I would think if you're having a wedding, this is the band.
Yeah, it fits really well because of that diversity and. We do some country stuff.
And you, Dee, do some of your own stuff, too, on the side. You've done some stuff for the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's these been fun.
These little jingles. Let's play some of these jingles. But, so you do this on the side, and you can do commercials. So if anybody's listening that needs a commercial done, this is your guy.
Yeah, I'm looking to get into that.
Well, tell us more about that.
Well, you've kind of given me an opportunity to get a little portfolio started with, a few samples.
Like something like this?
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not right.
You're
right
listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll. Let's roll.
I love that.
A little bit of humor.
And I love how you said, let's roll. I just said, do whatever you want. And he's been listening to my show consistently, and he kind of knows my sense of humor is weird and off sometimes, or really just hello. Like, Dolly,
it's
that's
real.
Not funny. But I'm just a chick from the Northwest side, I don't know. And so I love how you said, let's roll, because my dad used to say that growing up to all of us kids. I'm one of 14. And to get out the door for church or anything, he'd be like, let's roll.
Well, that worked out perfectly.
And I love that. That was kind of like, you didn't even know it. It was a tribute to my dad.
Yeah. That
so you do these
well.
Funny little quirky little bits for radio, and then you could do commercials.
Yeah, I like to.
Like you did for Last Fling here.
I've been a kind of a coder, a programmer, database administrator type for a day job type thing. But in that role, basically what I need to do is gather requirements, and then I create a working product from that. So being kind of a math-related background and tying that into music, I do the same type of thing with writing jingles and even songs. I'll kind of gather requirements and find out, what type of genre does it need to be, and what topic and what style, all that stuff, and then you factor it all in and you create something I'd love to get more into that. I've talked with a handful of people loosely, marketing agencies and that type of thing to try and find a way to apply that and turn that into a financial gain as well instead of just a passion.
And then I could say, remember that guy who did these promos for me?
Yeah.
Now I can't afford him.
Well, I can
He's
still
busy.
Do that. I'll always have time for you, Don.
No, but it's been fun.
Yeah.
And it's and these are just really so clever. And they're simple and clever. You would think, oh, I could do that. No, you really can't. You got to have a friend like Scott D. Sherry,
yeah,
who's creative and can actually execute and make things happen. You know,
that Hello Dolly one that we did for you was kind of a spinoff of the
oh, let me
original
play that.
Hello
Should
Dolly.
I play that so people can hear
sure,
that? If you're not paying attention to the show. Oh, it's the theme song. I don't know if I played it.
Yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I mean, that's so clever. I couldn't believe it when I heard that. I think I forgot to play that at the beginning of my show. I'm a little off today.
There's a subtle,
the last couple of weeks with no coffee, Dolly.
There's a subtlety in there, too. You had an original jingle that was very similar to that.
Oh, this one?
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's my buddy Dan Ponce from Channel
9. Right, right. So if you listen closely, that's actually buried in the middle of that jingle that I did. It's but I just added the harmonies and the funky beat around it and all that stuff. But,
nice.
Yeah, we worked on some other stuff, too, some sports-related stuff. I don't know how much you want to talk about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. When I had that sports show. Do you remember when I had that sports show? Remember? I'm telling Chris Farley. Remember?
You don't happen to have Dez?
I have that. Dez knows.
Yeah, that was
well,
a fun one.
I'm going to look for that right now. I've got it. I got it here somewhere.
That one was catchy.
Yeah, there we go. This is when Dez McClark was a regular on my sports talk show.
Sports and, talk. With Dez McClark. Jackie Desi, he's a jack of all trades. He knows a little, lot, a lot. And when you're talking to Bears, he's 88 on the spot.
So get Desmond on. Sports talk show.
So get Desmond on the line, cause Des knows.
Des knows.
Sports talk. With Desmond.
So get Desmond on the line, cause Des knows.
Des knows.
I love this. We had the recorded and then live.
And it's live.
Is it Memorex? Yeah. No, it's Memorex. Is that what the commercial? Whatever. All right.
So that one was pretty cool, too. You guys were talking about, well, it was almost like a catchphrase with Desmond Clark, right, where you said, well, Des knows. And
yeah, because I don't know anything about I know a little about a lot.
Yeah.
So and then my co-host knew a lot.
Right.
And I knew very little. But I had questions to ask these guys.
Sure.
You know, I could talk to Ron Kittle.
Yeah.
We started talking about his benches. He creates benches, so I was able to talk about that. But, you know. Well, there was a lot. That was a tough season last year. Anyway, so Desmond was a contributor. He's a former Bear. He was on a Super Bowl Bear team, but we didn't win that game, remember? So Desmond would call in and we'd talk Bear talk. And he was actually very gentle on Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Last season.
Yeah.
But we Des know. So you came up with that.
Yeah, so that ties
jingle.
Back into how I was talking, where you just kind of gather requirements and had the catchphrase and knows a little about a lot and then worked that into the lyrics and stuff. So it's just something I'm looking to get into, but you know, music is a passion and songwriting and whatnot, but money is important too. It's all about the love and the money.
It's all about love and money.
Yeah.
See, we keep going back to that.
Saturday, 6
okay.
o'clock.
So yes, let's bring it back. Let's remind everybody this Saturday night, at the Homebridge Financial Dolly McCarthy Show stage, Love and Money will be there.
And it's free, right?
It's all about the free stuff.
Everything's free. Free food, free drinks. Oh, wait, maybe I'm going
overboard. No, you're going a little crazy.
No free food, please.
Mark, help us out here. We're going to cause problems.
Sorry,
it's going to cause some major problems. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if we were just all about love and money in this world and everybody could have everything for free? And
Hopefully, no, the last thing we have a hard time raising funds that way.
So let's talk about that. We got a lot of love with the JCs,
and now
the JCs are raising money. Look
they
at
are.
That, perfect.
This whole
love
thing
and
is,
money.
It's just a big festival.
And why are you raising? Why did the JCs raise money?
Well, JCs is a nonprofit, but we actually focus on giving back to the community. So our nonprofit helps other nonprofits and community organizations that just need a little extra help. You know, and that's what we're there for, to support our community and give back. So the whole last fling, everything we raise, you know, we have we put into a kitty, and we do have a donations committee that takes a request from local organizations, and we see what we can do. So and every year we give back as much as we can.
You give away thousands of dollars. These non-for-profits really do rely on the JCs. If you guys weren't there, some of these groups would not even be in existence, and then we'd have gaps in our communities.
Thank you,
where people are in need. And so I know the JCs, you know, you guys are filling in a lot of gaps.
Thank you. So tell everybody, buy your tickets now. It's all going back to community.
Yes, and drink the beer.
Drink the beer. Buy the hot dogs.
Buy the bottled water. Eat the hot dogs. Mm-hmm. Shut up and eat. No, I'm kidding. But this is going to be a fun weekend. Yes. I cannot wait. I'm going to get a good night's rest tonight because it's going to be nonstop partying over there. And my kids are really excited. I'm bringing the kids the entire weekend. There's so much fun for them to do. And it's for me, my kids are a little bit older, so you know, as long as I give them enough money. They'll last them about 20 minutes before they come back. But, you know, there's plenty of free stuff. I say to them, go to the family fun area. And then they're like, eh. And then they go there and they come back and they're like, that was amazing. You know?
Yeah,
they always think if it's free, it's not fun, but not here. It's
right.
Fun.
Yeah, so we don't charge just to get admission into the event. You know, I mean, the only admission fee you need is get to the main stage. Everything else is wide open for you to enjoy with you and your family. So I know you caught me off a little bit with Rick's last name. So I have not had a chance to meet Rick, but Rick will be will be heading off our parade, you know, on Monday morning. Rick Mata, it actually started the fling back in 1966. So we're very excited that you have the original.
How old is
guy.
Rick now?
Rick actually, you know, I'm sure he's young at heart, but I know he's still working in his barbershop in downtown Naperville.
I guess I'm not supposed to ask how old people are. Oh, he's the one that Rick Mata, the barber downtown Naperville.
Yeah, correct. He opened the shop in 1961. So, and he's
my God, I used to take my son there until he went away to college. I love that place. Rick, you're awesome. I love going in
he'll
there.
Be our grandma,
why did
so,
I not
so
put those two together? Oh, he's an awesome guy. He's fantastic. I'm so glad you guys are honoring him.
Yeah, I'm very excited, too, just to meet him, because I have not had a chance to meet him, so that's why I don't want to mess up his last name. But, you know, I'm very excited because he started this whole thing, and because of him, we can do what we can today.
Fantastic. All right. Well, okay, Tim's got a quick announcement. We're going to come back and talk to Mark Molasong from the Naperville JCs. Go ahead, Tim. Take it away.
All right. So the Naperville Independent Film Festival is in its eighth year. Film showing at the AMC Theater on 59th and 95th Street, Naperville, Illinois, and at Smith Hall in Old Main North Central College, 30 North, Bernard Street, Naperville, Illinois. Opening night festivities on Saturday, September 12th at Hollywood Boulevard, 1001 West 75th Street, Woodridge, Illinois. The fun starts at 6 p.m. Go to NapervilleFest.org for all times and listings. See you at the movies. And we have one more announcement. Author of the popular children's book, A Girl with a Cape, Amy Logan, is launching.
Who's been on this show?
He has.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Apparently. Take my word for it.
Yeah, I'm going to believe you. Author Amy Logan is launching her third book, A Girl with a Pink Cape, at the first ever Kindness Gala, The Pink Party, on October 1st. The gala is to help put spotlight on local nonprofits in the area and will go to breast cancer research. So if you want to be a part of that, get your tickets at kindnessgala.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Great job. See, now you can put that on your resume. You were a radio announcer. I do try to give my interns the whole experience. Great job, Tim. You know, one thing, Mark, we forgot to mention, a couple things. One is the Thomas Coffey main stage.
Yes.
Is that where the singing for the No, that's at the entertainment stage.
Yeah, but the winners will sing on the Thomas Coffey main stage on Monday, right after the parade. So I'm sorry, right after the 5K. So they'll be around 10:15 or so. We'll have the actual singers.
That'll be at the Thomas Coffey main stage. But the actual auditions took place already. But then the contest takes place at the Homebridge Financial Dolly McCarthy Show entertainment stage, which I'm really proud and excited. I'm excited. I'm a judge. Can you believe what they think I'm thanks to Dolly, you have a singing background. So we're going to make you a judge. You know, that would be, you know, your expertise there. We don't need you to MC. You're going to be a judge because we need someone with the singing. I have no really any experience singing except the band that
sure
I was in.
Do.
I don't know how to read music. All I know, I have an ear, though. So hopefully that ear is still working. I haven't been in the band in like 8 years, so it's been
while. You're going to sing a tune with us, right?
Oh, Love and Money? Ah!
Some Joan Jett or something?
Yeah, Joan Jett.
Or something country.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It's
talk about it.
We'll have to figure that out. Yeah. I have to make sure the JCs are okay with that. Can't just invade the
stage.
We'll
make it
happen. I know the Thirsty Boots Band was here a couple weeks ago. Was that last week? Gosh, I felt like it was a couple weeks ago. No, it was 2 weeks ago. See, Tim says last week, and Buzz goes 2 weeks ago. Who is a better fan of the show?
Last week was James Bernicke.
That's right. Tim, you were off. Buzz, I love that you listen to my show. You're so sweet.
You were going to sing a song with them, too, right?
Yeah, they wanted me to sing a song. They wanted me to sing
Girl Crush?
No, they sang it.
I love that. Yeah.
They wanted me to sing Miranda Lambert and the other blonde country singer.
Yeah.
What's her name? Carrie Underwood? Carrie Underwood? Something bad about to happen.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I say yes, and then the day of, I'm always like, because I'm not as good as I used to be, so I don't like to sing anymore.
Well, we're going to do our live version of your song at the beginning here with the Hello Dolly thing, so we'll introduce you with a bang.
Before I introduce you guys, well, I'm honored to introduce you guys. You guys are just top-notch, and you guys always give back in the community, too. This band, we don't want the word to get out, but you've sung at a couple charity events for free.
Yeah.
I remember when we did that. Look at Sasha Urban over here.
Do you need entertainment for your golf outing?
Yeah. All right. Will you two take this out after the show? Okay. Where are we? Well, listen. Oh, my goodness. This hour has flown by. Mark. Okay. The other thing I forgot to mention. Moms and dads, boys and girls. You remember that from Bozo? Moms and dads, boys and girls.
Wow. We're dating ourselves now.
No, we're not. I watch reruns. Okay. The popular TV show, Austin and Allie. Mm-hmm. Isn't that Caleb
Worthy?
Worthy?
Yeah.
He's going to be there?
Yeah.
Is he in that family fun area? So
yes,
kids can go there and meet him. Do they need a ticket? Do you have to buy?
Well, you can actually get in line. It is free to meet them. You know, so there are a lot lines do start kind of early, but they'll do a little meet and greet for the public.
Yeah, my kids love that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be in that line. Anything else that we might have forgotten?
And just to clarify, the entertainment stage is free, right?
Yes, that's right. But you have to buy tickets for Daughtry and all of that. But they're not really that expensive.
No, they're not that. Friday tickets only $15.
Oh, my God. Where can you go and get plenty of parking and $15 ticket to see those great band, Great White, Lita Ford?
Correct.
And Daughtry is how much?
Daughtry's $35. $30 at the door.
Even that? Yeah. That's at the door. But if you buy ahead of time, is it a little bit less?
No, we maintained it at $30. So it's $30
cool.
in line. We're going to keep that, you know, great rate, you know, and we know it's going to be a big night. And then $25 for Sunday to see Finger 11, Chevelle, and Look at Voice Confusion. Sorry.
All right. Fantastic. Well, you know what, Mark? Tell everybody at the JCs that we think the world of them, and I want to give a round of applause. I wish I had an applause button here.
Woo.
I should have an applause button here because I know you guys you've already started working on next year, I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the committee's already been elected, or the executive directors have been elected, and they're working on getting their committee.
You should say their names publicly so they can't back out now.
Sure. Karen Coleman and Pete Boston will be taking it over next year, and hopefully we'll pass on a good product that they're going to keep running with. You know, so we've really got a great committee this year, and me and my co-executive director, John Chovanowski, have a great, great executive committee. And it's really about your committee. So I know Pete and Karen are looking to build their committee now. So you know, if anybody wants to get involved with such a great organization, tell them to talk to them now. Maybe they can get it for next year.
And if you're over 40, there's always the Roosters.
We have a Rooster beer tent that, you know, and they supply us with all kinds of stuff. So,
I wish that I would have known that the JCs met at the VFW Hall back in the day when I was home alone with kids. I love that you guys meet at the VFW Hall and they have that little pub downstairs. Not that I'm a drinker, but I think that's such a cute little – you get to meet all the veterans and you hang out with the military folks and you just feel like, you know, that's a piece of Americana right there, those VFW halls. We want to keep them strong, especially that location. It's prime property. That'll be gone someday. Okay, listen, I got to wrap up the show. I got 60 seconds, they tell me in my ear. Thank you to the Naperville JCs, to Love and Money, D in the House, Mark Molesong, you're awesome, and to Sasha Urban, not related to Keith Urban, but that's okay. We love her anyway. Thank you so much, Tri-City Family Services, for all you do. And last but not least, I want to thank my intern, Tim Jacoby, who's looking for a job.
That's him.
He's done an amazing four-month – I've worked your butt off, but this guy is ready for a job, and he can handle anything because he went through Dolly Boot Camp. All right, it's time to fling. Get ready for the Naperville Last Fling this weekend. And then on that note – I want to thank everybody and remind you to stay positive. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter and all that good stuff. Have a good one, everybody. And I'll see you at the Fling.
Let's roll.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's
the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Sure. Well,
that was fun.
Yeah.
I can't mention everything else.
And loud on Gary. On one. On two. On three. Hey, we are to the
Craig Wayne Boyd, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.